On the bright and blustery November afternoon, when we first got word that our friend Janet Muller was one of three people missing after a boating accident, I was working in the lab of my little wooden stilt house at Dinkins Bay Marina, Sanibel Island, Florida. I'd spent most of the morning testing salinity and oxygen content in my aquaria while serving as reluctant referee in an argument that had been going on for way, way too many days between my friend, Tomlinson, and my sister, Ransom Ebanks. Well, actually, she's not my sister, and her last name is no longer Ebanks. She's a first cousin, the daughter of my late and much crazed uncle, Tucker Cottrell, my only cousin and my only living family on my mother's side. However, she's introduced herself as my sister so widely and consistently to fellow islanders that I no longer attempt to set the record straight. If people are willing to believe that I am the brother of a lanky, busty, coconut-brown Bahamian woman who wears obeah beads braided into her hair and makes blood offerings in the full moon, so be it. She is smart and savvy, with a bawdy sense of humor, plus a brand of fierce independence too rarely seen in men or women, so I've come to consider the association a compliment. What they'd been arguing about was what lots and lots of people all along the Gulf of Mexico are arguing about. It's the new Save the Manatee laws. The West Indian manatee is a horse-sized, prehistoric mammal with a fluke tail that is as slow in the water as it is slow intellectually. Because of its pug face and teddy bear countenance, it evokes an emotional response from people, me among them. The manatee is one of my favorite sea creatures. They have been among the favorites of many over the years, but for very different reasons. For centuries, people hunted manatee for their meat and skin, and still do in Cuba and Nicaragua, impoverished, desperate nations, and in Asia and Africa too, where a similar species is known as a dugong. In the United States, we stopped hunting the animal for food long ago, but we continue to kill them with our powerboats. After watchdog organizations filed lawsuits against the Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the feds, working with state bureaucrats, have proposed restricting or closing thousands of hectares of public waters to private boaters in an effort to save the few thousand animals that remain. One of the bodies of water the feds want to close is our own Dinkins Bay. If they get their way, it will mean no more powerboats, no more fishing guides, no more Mac and his marina, no more of the cast of quirky liveaboards who make their home here, no more Sanibel Biological Supply, the small business that I run, providing fish and tunicates, squid, crabs, sea stars, octopi, anemones, and a whole long list of specimens, preserved or alive, to labs and schools around the country. No more of the traditional Friday parties after Mac ceremoniously locks the gate. No more Red Pelican gift shop with its exotic silk and incense wares. No more fish market or fried conch sandwiches. In short, if the laws are implemented, it'll be the end of life as we know it. Finally, the inevitable will occur far, far in advance of it being inevitable. Our small marina family will have to say goodbye and go our individual, solitary ways. An ironic fact. As Tomlinson and Ransom argued about losing the Dinkins Bay family, we'd already unknowingly lost one of our members, Janet Muller. As we spoke, she was somewhere out there, adrift, alone on a horizon of gray, almost certainly fighting for her life. Alive or dead? It was a question that would take me thousands of miles from home and would get good people killed before I learned the truth, if there can be truth in such a situation.